In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict how they will finally fix the situation in Rio. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations, and Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists and hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. The George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, a source for showcasing what works in education, including stories of innovation, continuous learning, and best practices in the real world, at edutopia.org. And AT&T, with a network and solutions for helping companies sense and adapt to meet the demands of business. Discover the power of and with AT&T. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, benevolent overlord. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our intern is When You Come at the Lillian King. You best not miss. Our web guru is Beth Novi. DJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Robin Lynn and Miles Dornbos. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Her CFO is Anne Nguyen. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Shillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mike Bailing Out Early, Danforth. Now, panel, how will they fix things in Rio for the Olympics? Bobcat Goldthwait.
Burn insecticide in the Olympic torch.
Citronella. Roxanne Roberts.
I think it's obvious Donald Trump will put a giant mosquito net around the city and make the IOC pay for it.
And Maz Jobrani.
They'll add a new event to help eradicate the mosquitoes, and they'll call it Greco-Roman fly swatting.
And if any of that happens, panel, we're going to ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Maz Jobrani, Bobcat Goldthwait, Roxanne Roberts. Special thanks to everyone in Oregon. Broadcasting. Thanks to all of you for listening. I will see you next week. This is NPR.